We want to hear about your mega plans with your mega millions. If you hit it tonight, the drawing is in, I don't know, about 20 minutes or so. I have 5 tickets. Will has 1 ticket, which mathematically is about exactly the same. Mm-hmm. I think I heard yesterday your chances of winning were 325 million to 1, I think is what it was.
Of winning
mega
millions.
That's not good. But somebody's going to win it.
There's a 1 in 24 chance of winning any Mega Million prize.
Okay.
But hitting the jackpot are 1 in 302,575,350.
Oh, okay. Not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, pretty good.
Now, I wonder what, five numbers and a Mega Ball, right?
Correct.
What do you get if you get 5 numbers and no Mega Ball?
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, that's got to be at least, you know, 100 grand or something, right?
I don't think it's that much, actually.
Oh.
I think it's thousands.
Okay.
But let's see. Mega Millions.
Payouts.
And then payouts.
Uh-huh, yeah.
5 of 5. Uh-huh. Oh, you get $1 million.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's good.
Look, I know it's not as much money as people think.
Mm-hmm.
That's F you money for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
For a while.
If you do the multiplier, you get 4 million.
Yeah, I didn't do the multiplier.
I didn't do it.
No, what am I, an idiot?
Yeah.
We want to hear about your plans for the Mega Million, so if you win it. I will say this. My inner circle of friends and family, you're good.
Yeah.
I'll take care of people.
How much?
Enough.
How much?
You know, I'd say for my real close friends.
Yeah.
Probably minimum $1 million apiece.
That's kind of pretty good.
Minimum. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I would initially, now, because I got a lot of friends, too, and I'd want to.
Right.
I think what I would do is rent an island or something middle of the ocean.
Rent? Yeah. Buy.
Nah, I don't need an island. I don't need an island.
I'm buying an island.
I don't need one.
I saw one of the Travel Channel things. You could buy an island in Belize.
Yeah.
For like $2 million with plumbing.
I would have something like that, rent that out for like a week and just do like a big party, you know, bring in chefs, all that.
Okay.
And then I'd probably like break them off. Like, what do you need?
Ooh,
you know?
Buy Epstein's old island.
No, I don't want that. That's cursed.
Well, you make sure there's no, it's only adults.
No.
Just as much debauchery, but only adults.
Too much stank on it. I don't want any of that.
All right.
I'd just be like, yeah, what do you need? Because most of my friends are all rich anyways.
Right.
You know, they're middle class. But
no, you got to take care of the people that need to be taken care of. I have rich friends, too. They can kick rocks.
Yeah, I call my mom and, you know, my parents, my mom and dad, stepdad, and be like, you just quit your job. You're good.
I mean, I would buy gifts for my rich friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'd buy something nice for Calta and for Swig and those guys that have done well with their lives. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I don't need to give Swig $1 million.
What are you going
to
get them gifts for?
Because I love them. Because I love those guys. What are you talking about?
Give them a gift now.
I mean, I can't afford to give anybody anything right now. I lost my day job. But, I mean, you know, something cool.
Like what?
Like, you know, Swig's got interest. You know what I mean? Like, there's something. I'll find something that I could get him that'd be cool.
I have a feeling that there's nothing that you could get him that he just can't get himself.
Of course, but it's the thought. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would do that. Like the people that I didn't give like a ton of money to, I would have a good time shopping. I would do a shopping list, right? Like almost like a Christmas shopping list. And I would just write down the names of people I want to buy something cool for. Because thinking about it, you're gonna want to have fun spending the money too. So go out and buy some really cool stuff. I mean, just dumb stuff. Like, you know, just buy somebody like a golden statue of like a kangaroo and have it delivered to their house.
That'd be fun. I would just be like, what do you need?
And then I would
give my parents, they're a little older. I think I would give them like $3 million cash.
Of course.
And then just go, I'll get you an annuity. So you'll get like $5,000 a week. To live on.
That way they don't develop like a crack habit because you give them too much money.
In case they blow that money, then they'll still have money coming
in. Gotcha.
Because then I'm like, that's it. Never call me again.
Yeah. I would do that. Obviously, my parents, I would hook up.
Literally. I'm not coming on Christmas.
All my siblings are taken care of.
I'm dead. after this, consider me like I'm dead.
Yeah.
And don't call me ever again.
Yeah, all my siblings are taken care of. My all that stuff. I take care of them. There you go. If you blow it, you blow it. But I'm gonna give them enough they can live on pretty comfortably. My inner circle of friends, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna hook you up. I'm gonna hook up Whitmore. I'm gonna hook up my buddy Ray and Vinny, the dead girl. I mean, I'm gonna hook people up. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's gonna be very, very happy. Very happy. If you spend your money wisely, you'll be just fine working a part-time job the rest of your life.
I would disappear for a while, too.
Oh, yeah.
Completely fall, not answer the phone for anybody. Just go wherever I wanted to go, you know, go where I'd never had the opportunity, you know, stay for a month or, you know, wherever.
Well, I would disappear for a while, too, because I would get a private chef and a personal trainer, and I would go get whatever surgeries I need to not only fix things in my body that are broken, like I have a little hernia I need to have patched up. I got a bum knee that I need to get fixed up. But then I would drop a ton of weight.
Wouldn't you be afraid if you go under anesthesia, there's potential that you wouldn't wake up?
That's fine. That's enough money. Everybody's taken care of.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get to enjoy your money.
I'm just kidding. Dude, I've had so many surgeries. I'm not worried about anesthesia.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It might get you, you know?
Nah, man.
You've had a lot.
You pay
already.
The best. You pay the best people, dog.
Well, Michael Jackson did.
That guy was drinking like, fentanyl or whatever it was.
Propofol.
Propylaptics, I know.
But that's just what you, what do you call it? The anesthesia.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
He was using it every day to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Psycho.
Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, it's Ed. How you doing?
What's up, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, how about, flip side on the whole thing is I just decided that when I got my single ticket today, I told the cashier, I said, you know what? If I win, I will give you exactly half.
What?
And I'm sincere about that, because what the hell is the difference if you just get half of that and just give the other one? You know what I mean?
I mean, look, that's your money, bud, if you win, and good for the cashier. But I'm thinking, if you walk away after taxes, what do you walk away with? Almost 500 grand or 500 million, right? Well,
it's a lie. Yeah, 400.
So if you give that person 250 million, now they get to decide where that money goes. Like, you could take that 250.
Well, just for karma or whatever. Just
I got you. No, I told both cashiers.
Okay, I lost.
Yeah.
I would consider it a loss.
I mean, but you could donate again, that money to a charity or something
that. Just to say, if you just say that and it happens,
You
would never think it would ever happen.
I got you. You know what? Screw me. I like your idea. Good idea, bud.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Good luck. There you go. I was going to suggest, why give them that much money? Give them $10 million apiece and give Will and I $50
million
apiece.
Yeah.
We're the ones entertaining you.
I know it's a lot and it's more than you could ever spend, but giving the cashier half,
right?
That just seems like overkill. Like $10 million is plenty.
That person's probably an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At best.
Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Robert from Fort Myers.
What's up, bud?
Not much. How are you?
Good, dude. What would you do if you hit that Mega Millions tonight?
You know what I do with $1 million, man?
No.
Two chicks at the same time.
Yeah.
With a million of it? You can get two really hot chicks for a million.
Yeah.
Not that I priced them.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Office Space, best movie ever. Have a good night.
Later. Man, with that kind of money, you can get 100 girls at the same time, buddy. You could just swim in ladies. You know, with that kind of money, you probably get bored after a while and start banging dudes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Dudes,
you can at least buy the best dudes.
Oh, my God. The hottest, twinkiest, most beautiful men.
Oh, man.
Ah.
Gorgeous.
Oh, God.
Completely shaved.
Oh, I was about to say that. Oh, my
Waxed
God. We're
even.
Both, we're gay.
Yeah.
Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hi, this is James. How y'all doing?
Oh, hey, James. What's up, buddy?
Well, I'm thinking now, I didn't get a ticket today. I got one last week, but I'm going to tell it. So, Johnny, I can't tell what I would do with it tonight, but I would tell you what to do. First thing you do is you get a good lawyer and a good tax accountant that don't know each other.
Smart.
And then you move to Monaco on the French Riviera.
Oh, my God.
So you'd be living large like Al Capone.
Hell
without
yeah.
Without the murder and
now
the
we're talking? Now we're talking.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
You know what? You bring up a good point, and I should have brought that up, James. The first thing you need to do is get an attorney and a tax person and an accountant and all that immediately.
A few accountants, probably.
I'll call it Dom.
Do y'all remember, I think it was Billy Joel that got ripped off so bad because it was one of his, like, a brother-in-law.
Yeah, he was messing with an uptown girl. I remember that, absolutely. And he told her he loved her just the way she was.
No, not at all, dude.
Yeah, then he bought a piano for a man.
This is for real. Okay, listen. Okay. Anyway, but I think Aerosmith, too, I mean, it's just people get ripped off all the time. You know, you come into something good.
Kelly Clarkson got ripped off by her husband, I heard.
Oh,
yeah. They're getting a divorce. Apparently, he was an agent. He screwed her over really bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's out there. Well, good luck with the lotto. And I got one more question.
Yeah.
I got to ask you a favor.
Okay.
Last night's show, you know, I'm at work here and I couldn't listen to you on the Counter show, but that Monica, if y'all do that again, what a personality. She has got personality.
Shining star.
Plus.
Oh my God.
And y'all just, I mean, that made the night go by so quick. And then even then in the after show,
oh my God.
I mean, y'all just had a real, you know, great chemistry.
It's like the dream team.
The dream team, it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. So she brought a lot to the table. So next time y'all cover, I'd love
it.
To hear y'all again.
I'll say I'm not doing it unless Monica's there. That's what I'm going to say to him.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good night.
Later, pal. There you go. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I would take, and I know this sounds like something noble BS, but honestly, with the pandemic still being what it is, I would take a big chunk of it to help people. I really would.
Oh, sure.
But I would set up a foundation, and I would hire people that know what they're doing, that have been vetted strongly, that I know aren't going to screw me or screw the foundation, and I would try to help people that are really being crushed by this pandemic, small business owners, families that have been, you know, losing their homes, all this stuff. Set up a foundation that 100% just helps people that are struggling during the pandemic, because it would be kind of disgusting to just go out and do all the stuff I plan on doing, like hiring every midget in America to form like a parade for Johnny B everywhere he goes, because that's what I'd want, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, they need work, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, we're all hurting for money, you know? So why not? I think they're awesome people, and I think they get overlooked, you know what I mean? So I would definitely do that. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't treat them badly. I treat them very, very well. Probably better than tall people, be honest with you.
You'd just be dropping treats all day long. There you go, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Stickers fell out of his pocket.
Oh, no. Oh, I mean, I would favor some of them. Some of them, you know, the cuter ones I'd probably treat better than the other ones, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and they'd have real jobs, you know what I mean? They wouldn't just be entourage. I'd have some would do, you know, they'd build toys for me. Some would drop rose petals in front of me everywhere I walk, you know, things like that.
That'd be great.
Yeah. It'd be awesome. Johnny B Show, who's this?
Hello, sexy people.
There's where I'd spend some of my money. Hey, Ricky Waters. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm okay. I mean, I got some allergies tonight, but, you know, it's fine. It's not COVID. What's going on?
I'm just looking at some dirty pictures because I'm updating my...
You found my website? You found my OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, if I won the jackpot, I would get my boobies lifted and levitated. Like, I wouldn't want them smaller.
No.
But I just want them, like,
pushed up a little,
gotcha.
Higher.
Like you're 20 again? I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would do that with my boobies also, Ricky.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, buy a house and...
Oh, yeah.
Buy my family a house.
Have you ever seen Million Dollar Dream Home? It's got that really cool tattooed guy, David. He's a host. And he it's Lottery Dream Home. And he actually takes lottery winners and he takes them around shopping for real estate within their budget. But if you won the Mega Millions, it'd be the greatest episode of that show ever. Plus, I think David is awesome. He's one of my favorite people on reality TV. So, that's Will. Watching videos. But I'm glad it wasn't anything bad.
What are you watching?
But yeah, how cool would that be though to be able to like just go out and buy whatever home you want? Like that damn doctor's home over there on Fowler and 275. They're still not done building. Something just dwarfs that thing, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely.
I don't want a big house.
I do.
You don't need it.
Why not?
There's a bunch of rooms you would never go into.
I wouldn't even live in that house. I would have a house on every corner of this country. I would have a condo in New York. I'd have a condo in Northern California somewhere or Washington State. I'd have a home in Texas probably somewhere probably Galveston near the beach or something. I'd have a home on the East Coast.
You could just Airbnb nice places.
Nah, bro, they'd be mine. They'd be mine's. I'd have somewhere down in Key West. I'd have a crib. Yeah, dude. Come on.
You have to hire people to live in the house.
Okay, fine. I'd have family members living there. I'd be like, you live in my house. I'll tell you when I'm coming home.
And then you have to pay them a salary and all that. Okay. You're going to be one of those guys that go broke.
I can't go broke with that much money.
Yeah,
Will.
You'll find a way.
You think I'm going to be alive that much longer? Come on, bro. Come on. I'm fat and almost 50. I got 20 years max on me. Let's go. Let's party.
You're definitely on your way.
He's going to be doing commercials with MC Hammer.
Yeah. Damn right. He's going to be doing my commercials,
just
MC
kidding.
Hammer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't touch me.
Is MC Hammer doing commercials now?
Well, he's doing wall hanger sticker commercials, whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Love you, Wierke. See you later.
Love you.
Send me some pics.
Bye.
All right. There you go. All right. Let's take one more here. Hello. You're on the Johnny B Show. What would you do with your Mega Millions?
Oh, what do you think I'd do, Johnny?
Oh, tubby butt. You'd own every Pizza Hut in the country and Papa John's. What's going on?
Well, there's a few things I'd do. Well, I like your comedy. You're a funny guy.
Thank you.
I would pay you handsomely.
Mm-hmm.
But you would follow me around. You'd be with me all the time. You'd be my, like...
I'd be your turtle.
Personal comedian.
Yeah.
No, my own personal comedian.
Oh, you're going to make me... Yeah, but I can't just be your friend. Like, you won't pay me. You'd be like, hey, you're here to tell jokes, fat ass. Get to cracking.
Well, no, Johnny. Yeah. I go to Hawaii. You're going with me. I go to Vegas. You're going with me.
Man,
wherever I go, you go.
All right. What if you get sick of me though? Because we're around each other too much. You know what I mean?
Well, no. I mean, you wouldn't be doing it all the time. Just I got a few friends coming over. Let's tell jokes for an hour.
Oh, okay. It just made it sound like that. I have to be your shadow. I got to be everywhere. You're like, hey, get out of the bathroom. It's time to go to Walmart.
And Big Willie Coots, I got a job for you, too.
Say it.
Oh, God. I'm afraid.
No. Not bad. I see the way you put things together for the show and all that. You're a good producer, all that. You would be in charge of my leisure activities, planning the, not necessarily planning, but booking the flights.
Event planner.
Okay, I can do that, yeah.
Like that, yeah.
How much do I get paid for that?
That's a good question.
Everything you do is free.
Sound
great.
We're gonna need a contract.
I at least get an hourly wage here.
Yeah, we need to have something on paper.
I gotta tell you, Mike, it wouldn't be hard to beat
that
hourly wage, but I would hope it would be substantial.
Yeah, it's true.
At least five times what you make a year now. At least five times what you make a year.
Maybe 10?
It's not a lot of money. I'm saying, man.
So,
we need a livable wage.
I need a livable wage.
Please.
One other good thing I would do, the good thing I would do with my money, I would sit at a Walmart or somewhere one day and just for the next 3 hours, everybody that comes through the line, everything's paid for.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it kinda there. You could do that like via Venmo or something. But I've seen some celebrities. I see Tyler Perry does that sometimes, like during the holidays. He'll pay for like everybody's groceries at like a Publix, stuff like that. That's cool to do stuff like that. Yeah, but don't be there for it. Hell no. Send a cardboard cutout. Somebody's gonna mug you.
And then the weed room I would have built.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, just buy a dispensary, dude. Call it Fatty Pizza's dispensary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm gonna get me some plug this cashier at this
Who cares,
gas
man?
Station now.
All right, buddy. Take care, pal. Love you.
All right.
Bye-bye.